Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis has inspired dozens of rallies and marches around the Chicago area. One of the latest ones is going on now at Oak Park. WBBM's Jim Gudis.
Keith, what makes this rally slightly different from many of the others is that it focuses on youth. The primary members of this demonstration are children ranging in age from grade school up to middle school, and then teens in their high school years, although they're also joined by, in many cases, their parents and other Oak Park residents who wanted to show their support. They're gathered right now outside in the hundreds of the Oak Park Village Hall on Madison Street. They say that while Oak Park is an inclusive and tolerant community, they say even here there are instances in which there is intolerance and non-acceptance and racial inequity. And they say that they need to work on the issues in their own community as they try to help the bigger problem across the country. They also say, many of the protesters, especially those who are in their high school years, that they're not just thinking about their futures, they're thinking about their children's futures. And they say they want their children to grow up in a world that's better than the one that right now they're growing up in. Jim Gudis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, in Chicago this afternoon, the new police superintendent says he will not hesitate to act against police officers who are using excessive force, if proven. But he's saying little about allegations raised by women arrested on the Northwest Side last weekend.
Police Superintendent David Brown says if the officers involved did wrong in pulling two women out of a car at Brickyard Mall Sunday, an apprehension caught on video, they will be held accountable, and he is not worried that good cops will feel he doesn't support them.
I reject the worldview that you can't support cops and hold them accountable for their misconduct.
Sidney Roberts, director of the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, acknowledges COPA is investigating, and that's all.
While I appreciate that you may have specific questions to protect against compromise to those investigations, we will not be answering questions about open investigations.
Mayor Lightfoot also won't discuss specifics of that case or an overnight police chase that left a woman dead and five others injured. But she says the city will soon announce new policies on such chases. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, those women today called for a criminal investigation into the officers. Mia Wright says the window next to her was broken by a police officer who pulled her out of the car by her hair, threw her to the ground, and put his knee on her neck.
Charges have to be guessed, especially the one who put his knee in my neck. I could have died. He didn't know what was wrong with me. He didn't know if I was pregnant or anything, the way I was just tossed out the vehicle like an animal.
There's no comment from the state's attorney's office.
Illinois Secretary of State offices are open once again for limited service, and the lines are forming
the
early.
The line at the driver services facility on Lee Street in Des Plaines formed early this morning and snaked past neighboring businesses, along a fence at the back of the property and around a nearby bank. Grace Sonderman of Chicago waited 90 minutes for the chance to get her driver's license. She says she had plenty of time to talk to her mom and do other things.
I've been able to go on my phone and occupy myself.
Caroline Brennan of Glenview waited an hour and a half to take part in a teenage rite of passage.
I have to take like the road test, and then as long as I pass it, I'll get my driver's license.
The Illinois Secretary of State's office says in order to cut down on lines, the expiration dates for all licenses, IDs, and license plate stickers has been pushed back to October 1st. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
COVID-19 cases in Illinois today said to be the lowest one-day count in 2 months. Health officials say 929 new coronavirus cases at the moment, 116 additional deaths linked to it. That's the lowest one-day total since April 5th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.